Michal Perek Hei, Pasuk Yud Aleph. So, with the destruction of many of the nations of the world and the end of a need for weaponry, comes a spiritual exorcism as well to get rid of those things that are taking us away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So not only is Hashem going to remove the need for horses and chariots and weaponry, v'hechratich shafim miyodecha, I'll destroy sorcery from your hands. Uma'oninim lo yihiyulach, and you won't have any soothsayers either. So in the ancient world, the Romans did this all the time. The Greeks, when they went to war, they would have soothsayers and sorcerers who tried to read the omens. Haman casting lots to see when a propitious time would be to go into battle and what they should do and how they could best guarantee victory. And of course, it was all utter nonsense, reading the entrails of a goose to try to figure out what's going to be better. But if you think about it, what do we depend upon nowadays? We depend upon our radar and sonar and our computer models. There was a football game over the weekend I heard on sports radio this morning, some college football game, where at one point one of the teams was leading 41-10, and ESPN, the announcer said, estimated their winning percentage at 93%, that there was no chance they were going to lose the game. And then the other team mounted a furious comeback, and they won 42-41. And so much for ESPN's computer models, so much for AWS, so much for everything that we count on, so much for our Iron Dome. We're counting on all of this military strategic weaponry that we have, but we're not going to need the Cheshafim. We're not going to need the Ma'onanim. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who wins the battles for Klal Yisrael always. So you have to destroy sorcery from your land as well, not just the non-Jews, but from the Jewish minds and hearts. I'll destroy your graven images and your monuments from your midst. So that's ancient pagan Avodah Zarah, where you bow to a stone statue and you have something specific that you seem to invest with some kind of natural and supernatural power. But then the second half of the pasuk, v'loshtachaveh od l'maaseh yodecha, you will no longer bow down to your own handiwork. Now this is a more sophisticated form of idolatry. This is placing your faith in that which human beings have created. So your business acumen, I can't lose when I place a bet on Wall Street. I know exactly what's going to happen. Your patriotism to your country, the secular ideas that have crept into Jewish life, your computer programming, AI, for all that we trust and believe in AI nowadays, this is a relatively new technology, and we haven't yet seen the seamy underside of it. We have hints of it, of what could be wrong. I'm reading a lot of articles talking about how it's going to ruin the lives of children because they're not going to learn how to connect in any kind of human way to other people because it is so seductive to have a lover or a partner or a best friend, which is an AI computer extrapolating from other internet sources how to answer you and make you feel most connected to it. But there's going to be a lack of something to that too, because the Nach tells us that human connection is never going to completely go away. And human motivations and human actions never really change all that much. People are people. Read a lot of Koheles and you'll feel a lot better about the world of AI that's going to destroy us all. And if you bow down to Maaseh Yodecha, then you're committing a deep crime against HaKadosh Baruch Hu that way as well, because you're ignoring HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're ignoring your spiritual connection to God. And your mission as a Jewish people, Rabbi Mendel Hirsch would point out over and over again, for the sake of Maaseh Yodecha, perhaps more today than ever. Yud Gimel v'nosashti asherecha mikirbecha. I'll uproot your Asherah trees from your midst. Now we had these trees that we bow down to. Another form of Avodah Zarah. Perhaps this is global warming and climate change and the natural world and everything that we seem to worship about nature now. even though we're all absolutely 1,000,000% dependent on modern technology and on modern food engineering and on everything else that we do, the people who are the biggest eco warriors in the world still depend upon the modern world to accomplish everything for them. Imagine some modern yuppie living on a farm and their internet goes out. What comes then? Oh, look at me. I grow things from scratch. Yeah, where do you get the seeds from? Well, you drive in your car to go to a place where they sell you mass-produced mulch and seeds and agricultural product. If the nuclear war comes and all technology disappears, we're all in big trouble. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu uproots the Asherah trees, v'hishmadati arecha, and this is a little bit of a conflict in the Mefarshim of what this means, I will destroy your cities. Malbim says the cities where the Asherah trees come from, the forests, the area where you cut down the Asherah trees to bring them or where you plant them. Others, most, say that it's talking about your enemies. Arecha in this case means your adversaries. So when they're destroyed, when you trust only in me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yadalad v'alsisi ba'afu v'chema, and in my anger, my rage, and my fury, nakam es hagoyim. It's not going to be a soft, wonderful, kumbaya Christian version of the world being remade in love. No, there's payback. There's mida keneged mida. It doesn't necessarily come from human beings and iron domes and warplanes and pagers either. It comes in the form of natural disasters. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a cheshbon why he brought that tsunami, why he brought that earthquake, why he brought that hurricane. We are not privy to know why and what the grand cheshbon is, but Hashem knows exactly what he's doing. Asher lo shameyu, those goyim, those nations who paid no heed to me, who did not listen to me in any way, and it's going to be a vengeance. Mesudas David says that such a vengeance that they've never heard of before in the history of humanity. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says everybody's going to have to get what's coming to them because there is schar va'onesh in this world, there is mishpat. And you have to do your part to change as well, but the outside nations are really going to get it.